A Reflection on the Third Week of Lent by Nathan D. Mitchell from the booklet entitled Daybreaks, Daily Reflections for Lent and Easter. Doing the Impossible. The rule of Saint Benedict, one of the great spiritual guides in the Christian tradition, has an entire chapter devoted to how we should react if we're asked to do the impossible. We should first be practical, the rule explains. Instead of trying to act like Superman or Superwoman, we should see if another, more reasonable path is possible. If not, Benedict says, we ought to move forward, trusting and loving God. In some ways, this was the situation that confronted Jesus' mother at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. It was the usual scene, a nervous bride, an impatient groom, drunken guest, and poor planning on the part of the caterer. When Mary pointed out the problem, the wine's gone, Jesus basically told her to cool it. That was the impossible advice Mary got. How can you stay cool when everyone around you is shouting for more, more, more? Do whatever he says, Mary told the caterers, with perhaps a bit of exasperation. Like her, when I'm faced with impossible situations, my task isn't to understand. That's God's job. My job is to find that center of serenity and peace within my heart, where I can let go of my obsession to solve every problem and micromanage every situation. Analytic minds may find this hard to swallow, yet serenity truly is the pathway to peace, and it works every time. I can't control outcomes, but I can try not to let outcomes control me. This meditation by author Nathan D. Mitchell was recorded with permission of LaGuori Publications. It is from a booklet entitled Daybreaks, Daily Reflections for Lent and Easter. For more information or to order this booklet, please telephone LaGuori Publications at their toll-free number, 800-325-9521, or visit the LaGuori Publications website at www.laguori.org. This recording is copyright 2010 by LaGuori Publications and is presented by the Catholic Health Association of the United States.